views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. Today is a breakthrough show for us. I am so excited. I've been thinking about this show all week, and our wonderful guest, who I'm going to introduce you to, Christine Moore. Our focus today is MS and Lyme disease, and the confusion and misdiagnosis that happens often, sad to say, regarding these two conditions. So Christine has a remarkable story, which she's going to share with us. And I have a feeling this show is going to be one for the history banks that you all can share again and again and again with your friends and family and loved ones and healthcare practitioners, because we're going to shine a light on something very important. So let me tell you about wonderful Christine Moore. She has been a chronic Lyme disease sufferer for over 20 years. She was misdiagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1996 after the birth of her first child, and her case seemed classic. She was a 30-year-old female. Stressor was childbirth, and the presenting symptoms were numbness coupled with visual disturbances. The results of her neurological tests led to a conclusive diagnosis of MS. Or did they? Christine comes from an automotive marketing background, having worked for Saturn Corporation and Tesla Motors. The Tesla assignment was very short-lived due to an extreme episode of confusion, hypomania, panic attacks, and complete insomnia. This led to her resignation of her dream job. Christine continued to follow the MS treatment course recommended by her neurologist, who practiced mainstream medicine. After taking high doses of IV steroids for the second time and beginning the taper down process, she collapsed and spent the next 2 years bedridden. Christine was ultimately diagnosed properly with chronic Lyme disease and co-infections in 2009. That was 17 years later. Her Lyme-literate medical doctor was able to get her well through the use of an integrative approach addressing pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, supplements, and dietary changes. Christine lives in Atlanta, Georgia, with her husband, her two children, and her family dog. Welcome to Limelight Radio, Christine Moore.
Thank you for having me, Katina. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, my gosh. This is so special to have you. I, first of all, have to say, bless you and your mighty spirit for soldiering on all those years and getting the diagnosis finally. And now you've rounded the bend towards home. I mean, you're recovering. I can't wait for you to tell the story. Bless you. Bless you, Christine. You are wonderful. So
likewise, Katina. I read your book, Out of the Woods, at one of my darkest hours, and it helps me to keep up that hope, which, I mean, you have to have in order to get well from something that's this complicated. So, thank you for that.
No, you're welcome. Thank you. I wrote it for all the individuals like myself and you who were struggling and bedridden and felt like there was no tomorrow, but a bleak tomorrow. And it's true, it is a message of hope and a lot of hand-holding in that book. But Christine, let's share this story here. Oh my gosh, here you were bedridden and you'd been on, you know, a mainstream approach to MS and you were getting worse and worse.
Right. Exactly. It was very confusing because the things that I was taking were supposed to help me, and the things I was taking were immunosuppressive drugs. And in the case of autoimmune illness, what mainstream medicine says is you take a drug, and for MS, it's Avonex, Betaseron, Copaxone, Rebif, and there are some other newer ones. I took the injections. That was what was available at the time that I was diagnosed. And those are supposed to suppress your immune system because the belief is in autoimmune disease that your immune system has kind of gone haywire and it is no longer protecting you like it should. Instead, it's attacking good things. In the case of MS, it's attacking the myelin sheath around your nerve fibers. So I literally had lesions or gaps where that myelin sheath had been damaged, and the immunosuppressive drugs are supposed to kind of calm down your immune system to keep it from further attacking. And well, that really didn't work. I continued to have more and more lesions on both my brain and my spine. And then the steroids, which in my case, it was high dose IV steroids. I did like three major big bags of steroids 3 days in a row. And then it was a taper down from there over the next 2 to 3 months. So it's a pretty long commitment once you start that steroid course. Mm-hmm. And the first time I took it, steroids that is, it did seem to help alleviate the inflammation and my immediate symptoms. And again, this was 18 years ago, right after the birth of my son.
Yeah.
But the second time that I took them, and it was against my better judgment, I should have stuck with what I was feeling, and that was that I should not do the steroids because I knew from the first time that there are pretty extreme side effects from taking steroids that are that those high doses. The side effects were anxiety, insomnia, a little bit of hypomania in my case. I don't know if everyone has that side effect. But here I am in 2000, end of 2006 when I resigned from Tesla. Mm-hmm. And my neurologist at that time said, yes, this is an MS exacerbation that you're experiencing. You need to do the high-dose IV steroids. And I questioned it because those were the main symptoms that I was already having. So why would I take steroids that I knew were going to make those symptoms just much more intense? And it was a back and forth. And there were all those little red flags that I ignored. And, for example, it was difficult because my neurologist was still back in Nashville at this point. I lived in Atlanta, but I still saw a neurologist in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And it was difficult to get her order of the steroids approved here in Georgia, different state. And in fact, a home health nurse came to administer the high-dose steroids, and she ended up looking at the whole situation, and she said, I can't do this, and she walked out. So that was a red flag. There were other little red flags, but I still continued to hear from my doctor that I needed to do this. It would calm the inflammation, and even though, yes, maybe temporarily my already existing symptoms would be worse, longer term, things should be better. And so I went with it. And, and to the extent that the only way I could get it was for me to travel to Nashville to stay with my brother who lives there and have it done there, which I did. And I just got sicker and sicker and sicker.
Oh, my gosh, Christine. Mm-hmm. Oh, it must have been frightening.
Well, it was frightening because, you know, that wasn't what I was expecting. And you know, again, my gut was telling me not to do it. But once I made that commitment, it's a long-term commitment. So for the next 3 months, I was committed to, you know, tapering down the steroids. And that's when I became bedridden for the next 2 years.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. And, you know, you had little children, right?
Yes. I in 2006, my son was 10 and my daughter was 4 and a half. So yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. It must have been very difficult for the family with their mother bedridden and your husband having to shoulder so much.
He did. I'm one of the lucky ones who has a spouse that believes, never ever questioned anything. He believed what I said. He saw what was happening. He never questioned that, you know, oh, is she off mentally? Is that what this is about? No, he believed everything. And I had other family members, my parents, my brothers, who were just so supportive. And I really oftentimes find myself wondering, would I have been able to make it through without that? Because I know so many people that have chronic Lyme disease don't have that family support, mm-hmm. don't have that that friend group that I had that supported me. And that would just make things so much worse and so much more difficult.
Oh, yes, I know. It truly is. Any illness, you know, mm-hmm. when you're that ill, love and support and compassion go so far, and they mean so much to us. I mean, it's interesting having walked the journey like you. The littlest things mean so much to us when we're that ill, don't they?
Absolutely. And you saying that reminds me of my young daughter who, you know, saw me at my worst, and I didn't like that, but sometimes it was just unavoidable. And she, even at her young age, she would say things to me that were, you know, words just beyond her age. She was just really mature. I mean, she would never say, if you get well, she said, when you get well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her beautiful heart, huh?
Yeah, yes. See, and I, after I did get well, I would often refer to her in front of other people as my biggest cheerleader. And she would get embarrassed and, you know, kind of shy about it. But it's true. She really was.
Oh, I love that. I love that, Christine. Yeah. So it's time for our first station break. I can't believe it. The time is zooming by here. Your story is remarkable, and you're a shining voice for so many. When we come back, I want to ask you and find out more about how you actually got the Lyme diagnosis. So, audience, I hope you're on the edge of your seats. Christine Moore is visiting with us. We're discussing MS and Lyme disease. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We'll be right back.
Once bitten, twice shy. You jumped me as I passed you by. Now I can't shake you though I've tried. Once bitten, twice shy. Twice shy.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Katina Macris. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. I have to first of all say that fabulous song, Once Bitten, Twice Shy, Elaine Griffin from Ireland. We had her on last week. Beautiful singer-songwriter. You have to listen to this song full the way through. Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Great, great lyrics about Lyme disease. So we're visiting with Christine Moore today, and Christine is sharing with us her absolutely stunning story of misdiagnosis, 18 years of MS, when underneath it all was Lyme disease. So Christine, you know, there we were at the bottom of the barrel with you, having spiraled down to bedridden, and, you know, all the classic MS symptoms plus extra ones. And how on earth, I mean, how did you get into the whole even questioning, could this be Lyme disease?
Well, I didn't get into questioning because I really didn't know much about Lyme disease. I'd heard about it. But it was my mom who was helping me to try to figure out what I needed to do next. And she lives in Naples, Florida, and there is an awesome neurologist there by the name of Dr. David Perlmutter, who considers himself a renegade neurologist, and he does things just a little bit differently. For example, for MS, which would be his bailiwick, he does not believe in the immunosuppressive drugs. He believes that you need your immune system to be as strong as possible to deal with illness in general. So I, at my mom's encouraging, did make an appointment with him, and I went down and I saw him, and he listened to my entire story. He looked at all of my test results. He looked at my MRI results. I had an MRI with contrast that showed, you know, what was going on in terms of the lesions on my brain and my spine. And he said, yeah, this looks like MS, given the location of the lesions. He looked at my spinal tap results. He looked at my evoked visual responses result and agreed that, yes, this looks like MS. But he said, there's something about your story that's bugging me. Hmm. And no pun intended. But he said, I'd really like to test you for Lyme disease. And I said, Lyme disease from a tick? And he said, yes. And he said, I'm seeing this more and more, and I think that it would be worth considering. And I said to him, well, I didn't really come to you looking for a new diagnosis, but I am open to anything that you think might be a possibility. I thought I was going to him for a more natural approach to treat my MS, but it turns out his abilities as an excellent diagnostician helped me because my test results for Lyme disease came back positive. And I was lucky in that respect because the tests are not accurate as a whole. They're not good. They're outdated. And the one that he used for me was just the Quest Western Blot. I mean, he said, we will skip the ELISA, which is the first tier of the recommended testing approach. He said, that is a that is not a good test. He said, we will skip that. It misses Lyme most times. And so for those poor people that are tested using the ELISA, they never even make it to the Western Blot step. So he skipped ELISA. We went to Western Blot. I came back CDC positive, which, as you know, is not that easy to do.
Right.
Some people test negative, even though they do still have Lyme disease. It's just, it's a very difficult disease to diagnose. And then I got that diagnosis and thought, great, I certainly would much rather have Lyme disease than MS. But then I entered into the treatment difficulties and learned about the politics around chronic Lyme. And I thought to myself, leave it to me to find a political disease, which I didn't really know there were political diseases.
Yeah, right.
So that was what happened next.
Oh my gosh. Well, absolutely. You know, hats off to, you know, the universe forever to Dr. Perlmutter.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Christine.
And he, just as a quick aside, I have kept in touch with him over the years, and he told me not too long ago that he now tests everybody who walks through his door, his doors, with neurological conditions for Lyme disease. If that doesn't tell you something.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he's in South Florida.
He's in Naples, Florida, correct.
It's not even, you know, up in the New England area
or,
you know, the northern tier of the United States where everyone, you know, thinks Lyme more readily. He's all the way down in southern Florida, and here he is so on the ball. That's wonderful. I have to get him on the show.
He would be very open to that, I believe. So he does a lot of networking to get, you know, his message out and the way that he helps people.
Yeah, he's got that brain, I think. And
yes, he does.
So so this is now what year, to get me refreshed again? We're in 2009.
2009. So I'm done being bedridden. I'm still not feeling well at all, but at least I am out of my bed. So I go to see him in early 2009 and found out, I think, end of January about the Lyme diagnosis. And he told me, and I'm so glad that he did, he basically warned me that even though there was a greater deer population in Georgia as opposed to Florida, that I might have a difficult time finding an infectious disease doctor that would recognize this test. And I thought that was very strange. And again, I'm glad that he warned me of that, because I did some research to try to find a doctor, an infectious disease doctor in Georgia. I mean, I was open to the whole state. And we've got Emory University here. I mean, you just would think that you would be able to get help for this. Mm-hmm. And I chose, first of all, I went to my general practitioner and asked her for recommendations, which she gave me too. I called both of those doctors, and they said, we are no longer taking Lyme patients. So that was very disappointing and a bit surprising. So I started doing my own research and came across several different practices. And one in particular, there was a doctor that was in this group of three doctors who talked about Lyme disease. And he was trained in Wisconsin and lived in Wisconsin for a period of time and treated a lot of Lyme disease. So I thought, he's the guy. Mm. He's the guy. Made an appointment. My husband went with me, and I had all my test results and told him what was going on and showed him the Quest Western blot. And he looked at it and he said, yeah. He goes, I see it says positive. He said, but let me ask you something. He said, have you ever had a swollen knee? And I knew right then that this was not going well.
Oh, gosh.
And I said, no. I said, my presentation appears to be much more neurological and psychological. And he goes, yeah, he goes, I just don't think you have Lyme disease. He said, I've treated a lot of Lyme, he said, because I come from Wisconsin. And I said, I know, that's really why I chose you.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't see it. He said, I will go ahead and treat you with ibuprofen if that's what you want. And I looked at him and I thought, if what I want is somebody who knows what they're doing to help me through this, I don't know what ibuprofen
is.
So I was very upset. And then he proceeded to tell me in a very condescending manner. He said, are you familiar with the New England Journal of Medicine? And I said, yes. And he said, well, recently they published an article that said chronic Lyme disease doesn't exist. And I said, yes, I am aware of that as well. So obviously, you know, that told me everything that I needed to know about him, which basically was I needed to run out of that office as fast as I could and not look back.
Oh, good for you. Your intuition is so working for you.
Right. It was a very disappointing day, though, because I saw, you know, I'd seen already there's a couple doctors recommended to me that were no longer taking Lyme patients. And then this one I thought would be the right one was not. And so the next step was I was introduced to a woman here in Atlanta who suffers from chronic Lyme. And in her situation, it has affected her heart. She's had several open heart surgeries due to what chronic Lyme has done to her body. Mm-hmm. And she recommended and was very, very upbeat and enlightening and encouraging. She recommended a specific doctor here who is an infectious disease doctor who used to treat Lyme. And she said she can get you well. She takes insurance. She knows Lyme well. And I thought that was just a miraculous day.
Yeah.
And I did go down that path. And it's so ironic for me to be talking about this because I just saw her yesterday for the first time in 5 years. And I didn't see her for me. I was taking a new friend who is suffering greatly to see her. He's already seen her in the past, so it wasn't me recommending. It was me driving because he has seizures and can't drive.
Oh, my gosh. So full
circle. So I saw her.
Yeah.
And she's a very compassionate, really sweet doctor. But she got to the point with me after I had a PICC line in for 3 months using ibuprofen twice a day and didn't touch anything that I had at all. She got to the point with me where she said, I'm sorry, I just can't treat you any longer. She said, you understand, you know, medical review boards come. And I said, I know, I know. And she said, I think you need to look in the mirror and say to yourself, I have MS, I have Lyme, and this is my life. And of course I was devastated and angry too, because I knew that if she were given maybe a more mainstream kind of diagnosis, then she would never look at herself in the mirror and say, whatever it might maybe breast cancer and this is my life. No, she would fight it. She would do everything that she could to fight it, which is what I was going to do to fight Lyme. And I told her that I was going to see Dr. Jemczak, Joseph Jemczak, who now practices out of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, he had lost his license in North Carolina, and he'd moved to the other side of Charlotte and his license was suspended.
Right.
In North Carolina. He'd moved to the other side of Charlotte and had an office in Huntersville, South Carolina. And I had told her that I was going there. I had found him through Under Our Skin, the brilliant documentary by Andy Abrams Williamson. And I, when I saw Dr. Jemczak treat Mandy with much success, I knew that I needed to at least try, see if he could help me.
Oh, that's so great that you got to him.
Yes.
He's so brilliant. Christine, I hate to cut you in mid-sentence, but we have to go for a station break.
That's okay.
But this is riveting and powerful, and oh my gosh, what a journey. Everyone, stay with us. We're going to take a quick station break, and we're going to come back with Christine Moore and hear more about MS, Lyme disease, and healing. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Once bitten, twice shy. You jump me as I pass you by. And I can't shake you though I've tried.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and wonderful show today with our beautiful guest, Christine Moore from Atlanta, Georgia, sharing her incredible story of misdiagnosis to Lyme disease, to MS for two decades, really, almost. And, following the traditional medicine route and getting nowhere until she met Dr. Perlmutter and her life changed. And now we have, as you can hear, an articulate, compassionate, and passionate voice with me today on Limelight Radio. Christine, you're doing a remarkable job at at showing people that you can recover from these autoimmune illnesses and tackling Lyme disease. Here you went to one of the premier doctors in the country, if not the world, Dr. Jemsek. And tell us how that came, all that went for you.
Well, so when I had made the decision after I saw Dr. Jemsek treat Mandy in Under Our Skin, and Mandy did improve a lot, and I thought maybe I can have improvements if I get to somebody who really knows what they're doing. And I looked through his website as I'm, you know, making my decision to go there, and it just reinforced what I was feeling, and that was that he was the right person for me. I read things on his website about how he became an expert on the immune system, because when he came out of medical school, that's when HIV/AIDS slammed this country.
Right.
And he has said that he was homophobic at that time, so it was very, I think, earth-shattering to him, because he, you know, went into practice and at that point was seeing almost 100% of his patients were afflicted with HIV/AIDS, and unfortunately at that time they almost all died. Oh. And those people really just had very little support in some cases from family and friends, and their lovers had passed away. In many cases, they're extremely sick. Their health care providers, of which Dr. Jemczak and his staff were sometimes their only real friend,
yeah,
if you will.
Right.
So his heart changed, and he was trying to figure it out, what is happening to these people. And he did a lot of research, and I think, you know, made a difference in what now is the case. It's no longer a death sentence for those people. They can go and get care, and they're covered by insurance. And and Dr. Jemczak has said to me that HIV, or that chronic Lyme disease, is where HIV/AIDS was 30 years ago.
I agree, and, 100%. Yeah.
Right. And so I also read on his website something that I'll never forget. Somewhere in there, he said, I treated HIV/AIDS patients, and almost all of them died. Now I treat chronic Lyme patients, and they really, in a lot of cases, just want to die. And I could relate to that, just because when you are in that worst place and you're just not sure if you're going to be able to recover, you do feel like that. You know, maybe it would just be easier. Maybe it's better. I'm not sure if I can go on living like this. So to me, reading that just told me that he gets it. And I wanted to go to a doctor that gets it, and which is what I did. And the other thing, when I'm on my first visit with him, and this was in his now small Huntersville, South Carolina office, because he'd lost everything once Blue Cross Blue Shield had sued him on the North Carolina side for $100 million. So he was starting over from scratch. And, you know, people ask, like, why did he continue to treat this political disease when he's brilliant? He could have done lots of other things. Unfortunately, there's a lot of other diseases in this world. I mean, he could have done a lot of other things with his knowledge base. And he did it because he knew that, just like those HIV/AIDS patients, when he first started practicing, he knew that chronic Lyme patients, we don't have a lot of good options. And he knew that. So that's why he continued to fight to treat. And he said to me in our first visit, something about that I had a brain injury. And I said, thank you so much for saying that, because I had asked several doctors, including my neurologist here in Atlanta, when I finally did get one. I asked him one day, I said, can MS make you feel like you have a brain injury? And he laughed at me and he said, no. And I didn't think it was funny, because I felt like I had a brain injury. And I had been watching Bob Woodruff, the journalist who was covering the war in Iraq, and he was involved in a roadside bomb situation, and he was very, very injured. And that accident happened in January of 2006, but his recovery really didn't happen until January of 2007, which is when I was already bedridden. So I was watching them document his recovery. And though his was much more visibly obvious that he had a brain injury, and, you know, he lost a portion of his skull, and I listened to him and I watched him word search and trying to get better. And like, he was in there, but he couldn't come out. And I just identified with that, with word searching to that level. But I just did not feel like my brain was right.
I know. It wasn't right.
It wasn't right.
It wasn't right. And bless Dr. Jemczak. I mean, you know, he truly is a Lionheart hero, you know, remarkable work he's doing.
Yes. Yes. And so, you know, I said to him in my first appointment, I know you have other MS patients. Is there a chance that I'm going to get well? And he never wants to promise anything to anybody, because this is just so complicated. And he said, I have had MS patients that have gotten well, but I cannot promise you anything. He said, what I will promise is that I'll do everything that I can. And he did.
He did. And Christine, how much better do you feel you are now from when you first went to see him? Like 50% better, or how much?
No, way more than that. I want to say 100, but I can't, because there are still some things. I mean, I do have chronic insomnia still, and I do, I think I drive my family crazy, because I have When I get well, it's not a usual pattern, but I do experience some hypomania. That's really calmed down very much, but it's hard for my family because I go from being zero and homebound, laying on the couch, staring at the wall or the ceiling, or maybe the TV. A busy day is emptying the dishwasher, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, God, so I remember that. I thought that was a great day when I emptied the dishwasher.
Yeah, exactly. And how sad is that?
I know.
So I go from that to all of a sudden zero to 100, because then I am just like nonstop. I have all these things I feel like I need to catch up on. I don't really require as much sleep, and of course I have to be careful because
I don't want to do that. You don't want to burn out. Right. But it sounds like your level of functioning is, like, as you said, like 90% better.
Yeah, I would say 90 is a good number.
Yeah. And then you just, you know, your nervous system still has some areas that it's fragile and you're working on healing those areas.
Yes.
Oh, Christine. Oh, audience, I hope you are hearing this message of inspiration from our beautiful Christine Moore today. From bedridden, 18 years misdiagnosis of MS to recovery and highly functioning and passionate to help the world with this epidemic that we're facing. It's time for our last station break, everyone, but stay with us. We're going to come back with Christine Moore. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Once bitten, twice shy. You jumped me as I passed you by. Now I can't shake you though I've tried. Once bitten, twice shy. Twice shy, once bitten. You left your mark and now I'm smitten. You got me crawling.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Time you take a sip.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris, Brian Sullivan. Thank you for that fun song by Brad Paisley. Listen, I've got to get him on the show. I've got to get him at the Ticked Off Music Festival. He's got this awesome song. What's the name of it, Brian? Oh, Brian's gone. It's something like Christine. Do you remember the name of it?
Well, I almost want to say it's just Ticks, but I'm not positive. But
something like that. Anyway, it's really great. It's so catchy, and it's got the whole theme of ticks. And anyway, we've got to get him to one of our festivals in the South. And Christine, I'm just going to say this before you and I get back to your story. I will be in Atlanta May 28th and 29th. There's going to be a Lyme Symposium and Healing workshop on the 28th, and then on the 29th, Ticked Off Music Festival is coming to town, and that's going to be an awesome event. We've got Elisa Turner singing, Greg Kirk and the Zen Engines, and the super fantastic Les Stroud from Survivor Man, and I'm the keynote speaker. We'll have wonderful doctors there too. The Ticked Off Music Festivals are the happening events touring the country right now, bringing awareness, education, support, and music fundraising to our country so we can crack the code with this epidemic that's surging. So I just wanted to mention that. And Christine Moore will be there too, so all of you will get to meet her. So we're bringing more hope and healing into the South because the country's stricken with the epidemic. So Christine, Georgia Lyme Disease Support Group, you guys really are a powerful organization.
Well, and I just recently joined it. So, but I can tell you that Karen, who heads it up here, is amazing.
Karen
so
Sherrill, right?
Karen Sherrill. She's the one who's organizing the event that you just talked about. And, great day of education with researchers and doctors. And it's not focusing on any specific type of treatment because different treatments work for different people. And it's more... I think, is planning on having some breakout sessions where you can go learn more about a potential treatment that you're interested in. But again, no specific treatment is being pushed over any other. It's really individual. And I think that everyone agrees that an integrative approach is necessary. So whether you're doing an herbal route or a pharmaceutical route, you need to address kind of the whole body situation. And if you, for example, I did do a pharmaceutical route, but I had a lot of support with probiotics, which are absolutely necessary if you're taking antibiotics, taken away from them by at least 2 hours so that they don't negate each other. But you need to have that good bacteria pumped back into you because, like chemo, antibiotics will kill good stuff as well as the bad stuff, the bacteria.
Very good point. Really good point. And also the depletions and damages the infection induces. Oh my God, in your case, you must have had loads of depletions.
I did. I think my first blood draw was 50 vials, something crazy like that. Dr. Jensen wanted to look at what was going on. And of course, there were all kinds of things going on, viruses, infections, and I had full-blown mono, which was a teenager already, and it was reactivated, so it was no wonder that I was absolutely dragging. It was, I had full-blown mono on top of all these other things that were going on. So there were, multiple viruses, and he did put me on some antivirals at that point, in addition to lots of other medications and supplements to support the whole big picture.
Yeah, and I recall you also telling me that you did even some genetic testing, didn't you?
That was more recently. More recently, I mean, in the very beginning of when I saw Gemsec, he did look for the MTHFR genetic mutations, and I have one copy of each of those most common ones. What I didn't know until more recently, during this one-year relapse that I had that I recovered from about 3 months ago, I did not know that there are other MTHFR genetic mutations, and of course, hundreds of other genetic mutations that fall outside of that particular category. So the test that he ordered for me recently, when I wasn't responding like he thought to, like he expected, to oral therapy. And back in 2009, by the way, I did an I had a pipeline again after I did my local thing with the local IV doctor. Mm-hmm. I had another pipeline where I did IV antibiotics and treatment. And this time, this relapse that I had for the past year or so, it was strictly orals. And they can do the same thing as IVs. It's just a different mixture. And I had co-infections too, I guess I want to mention, because I think most people that do get to that level of illness, they don't just have the Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria. Usually there is Babesia, Bartonella, many of the other tick-borne diseases are present in a lot of cases. So I had all of that going on too. And those things have to be treated differently. You cannot just treat, there's not a blanket approach that will treat all of those at the same time. So Babesia ended up being a big thing for me. And what's interesting to me about that is that I really didn't have the classic Babesia symptoms. I did not have the air hunger. There really wasn't any, read through that list of Babesia symptoms. I don't say, oh, I have that. And I didn't say that at all, because it just, nothing stood out. And then the things that did stand out were just overlaps of what I would already experience for Lyme. The things that are Babesia specific, I did not have. Mm-hmm. Now I know, because the tests are terrible for that. My local ID doctor tested me for that through Mayo, and it came back negative. But now I know that I did have Babesia. I know that because Dr. Gemsec said during my treatment, based upon what I was telling him that I was experiencing, he said Babesia was a problem for you. Mm-hmm. And I said, it was? And he said yes. And I said, well, how do you know that? And he said, because of the way you responded to that segment of the treatment, you responded to a Babesia protocol, and because you responded the way you did, I know that that was a problem for you.
Wow.
That's
amazing. It's so important to get into the hands of a Lyme literate doctor, and you had the great good fortune of getting into one of the best clinics in the country, the Gemsec clinic in Washington, specialty clinic in Washington, D.C. You can Google that website, audience, if you need more information. Christine, it's hard for me to believe that our time is coming to an end. It's just zoomed by. You've been such a wonderful guest and so illuminating for people that have MS, and makes them wonder, gosh, you know, I need to be tested, because look at Dr. Perlmutter down there in Naples. He's testing everyone with neurological symptoms, which can be migraines, which could be a Bell's palsy, which could be a stutter or a stammer. I mean, all of that's neurological. So before we go, I want to ask you, what has Lyme disease taught you, and is there any last anything that you want to tell us?
Well, I will say that my faith helps me get through this. My faith would be the big overall umbrella, and under that came my family and friend group support that I just don't know that I could have stayed as strong as I did, and my family and my friends also have faith, so it is interrelated. And I feel like that God is now working through me. I've never really felt like I've been spoken to by God. I hear people say that, and I always think I like that, but I've never really felt that. And I feel that I'm being encouraged to reach out and to try to help people as much as I can, because I do have a story of hope. Who would think that you could recover from multiple sclerosis that is going bad?
I know.
We have Dr. Terry Walls, who herself was diagnosed with secondary progressive MS in 2000, and she says that she has recovered herself through changing her diet. And she basically does the Walls protocol, which looks a lot like paleo. So mm-hmm. I do that. I eat a paleo diet. I'm trying to support from every angle. And again, faith is the overlying umbrella. And I see the silver lining in my journey with MS and now chronic Lyme.
Oh, thank you so much. You've been such a beautiful guest. And thank you, Christine Moore, for your faith, for your hope, for your healing. And I know you're going to move out into the world and bring so much to other people. This show has been the beginning of something very big for you and your destiny. And thank you for joining me. And I really look forward to seeing you in Georgia in the springtime.
Same here. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Audience, I hope you loved our show today with Christine Moore. You can always go and listen to it again at limelightradio.com. Hit the archive link. All the shows are there. Or you can go to iTunes, type in Limelight Radio. You can find the shows. What a beautiful day this has been. Thank you. And join us next week. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.